The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, I am so excited. Hopefully everybody's heading out on getaway day for Memorial Day weekend. Special things are happening on 880 on Memorial Day weekend. Stay tuned to this show. We'll tell you more. But today we're talking about the real estate capital markets with my friend Charles Falcini. Did I get it close?
Not at all.
Fried, thank you so much. Thank you so much. But he'll teach me how to say his name and the name of his firm, which is Bricadia?
Bricadia.
Okay. And when we're going to talk about family office real estate update with my good friend DJ Van Curen, Charles will probably be here to help me say his name right. And then we're going to talk to my good friend Mark Hurwitz. We're going to talk about when do you need a private investigator. But Wanda, this time is yours, so take it away. Doesn't matter. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Charles has to come with me to the Supercar Saturday that they're going to have in a few weeks at the Lamborghini store on State Road 84. And I know it's on Griffin Road, and they've got a great Audi store up in Gainesville, and in Key West, they've got all kinds of nameplates. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime you want for 4 years. Wanda's got it going now. That's right. All right, so join me, my mom and my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. What are we going to do for the holidays? We are going to celebrate.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. 880. TheBiz.com.
All right, Wanda, I love the way you pilot my show. Is this what you do for the folks with the podcast stuff also? Yeah, Wanda, your computer's still frozen.
Oh, no, there we go.
Okay.
I've been playing in here and I've got buttons all over the place. But I am more intrigued by your personality. And I'm learning lots with the podcast, but I always learn more with you, Jim. On with the show.
Okay, we're going to go on with the show. Ho, so, hey, if you need capital and you need it now and you need it for something unusual, who are you going to call? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300. I'm part of Spectrum Mortgage. Spectrum is South Florida's oldest private lender. And last year, we put out over $100 million in our private loans to people just like you. If you're a realtor and you need to close a loan fast, who do you call? You call us. You talk to one person. That person can commit that day. We can close in a week. Is that fast enough? I certainly hope so. Maybe you've got foreigners that are clients. I just closed a deal for some folks from Argentina. And what did they do? They pulled cash out of their condo. That's right. Cash out your mortgage from overseas. I can do that too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we are back with one of my good friends, Charles Foschini. Did I get it close?
It's good, Jim. You got it close.
I got it close, and he's my good friend. I still can't say his name, but he butchers my name occasionally, so we're going to have fun with that later. Charles is here. He's the market leader for the state of Florida for Berkadia.
You got that right, too, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. I'm hitting 500 so far today because I messed that. Thank you. You're all right, too. Wanda's keeping up, too. So, Charles, first of all, let's talk about who's the company you work for? Because there's some special people there. And also, let's give your background, because I think you add a lot of value with the training that you've had.
Sure. Talk about myself briefly. I moved to Miami in 1983 to study marine biology. It wound up being a much better hobby than career. Got into commercial real estate in 85. Three-time cane. Got into capital markets in 98. And about a year ago, I was recruited to take over Berkadia's Florida market leader position. I share that with Mitch Simberg, my partner in Boca. And together we make big loans on big buildings all over the state. Berkadia is a commercial mortgage bank that's owned by Berkshire Hathaway, a Warren Buffett entity, and Leucadia, a private equity company out of the Northeast.
So, Charles, you track the capital markets really closely. Let's get some numbers out of the way real fast. The Federal Reserve has been looking to pull some money out of the system by raising interest rates. That's had somewhat of an impact on the business, but there's ways that the business responds to mitigate that impact. What's been going on with rates and spreads, what people pay over the rate for money?
Sure. I would suggest to you that most of this cycle, rates have been very low because the underlying treasuries have been very low. And what people haven't noticed is that spreads were fat. There was a lot of yield built in. There was a lot of profit being taken by lenders. As rates have gone up, you're starting to see a lot of spread compression and spread competition.
So, and what the spread is, just for the folks that aren't as familiar, is that's the rate that you pay minus the index is the spread, the amount between the index. Maybe that's treasuries or LIBOR or something like that.
That is correct.
Okay.
Prime, LIBOR, and treasuries are the three most used conventions.
Okay. So, Charles, then, what's been going on is, so they're trying to keep the amount that somebody pays on the interest rate similar, but now that they're starting to lose ground there too?
Yeah. You know, if you took a look at interest rates, say a year ago, the 10-year Treasury was at 2.25. Today, the Treasury ended at 2.98. That's a pretty significant increase in a year. You're still well below the historical average of about 6.5%. But if you took a look at spreads a year ago, they're probably 50 basis points tighter today than they were a year ago, maybe more in some cases.
So then the actual impact is only about 25 basis points?
The actual impact in most cases could be that or less.
Wow. So then it really has been unchanged. So there is this mummy boy, they're still being a little bit more aggressive on rates, or what's going on with that?
You know, we're going to see rates continue to be impactful to the business. Rising interest rates, I believe, is in part slowed transactions down. But folks that really take a look at the underlying value of the assets, what you have going on in this country as an overall economy and the lift that we have, the interest rates factor in, but it's not the be-all, end-all.
Now, I know that you're very involved in the apartment multifamily business from a capitalization standpoint. What have you been seeing with real estate, the demand for and the supply of money for multifamily here in the state of Florida?
So I would suggest to you, Florida is representative of the rest of the country in that there is a very healthy multifamily market in most major MSAs across the country. As you go into the more secondary and tertiary markets, there's been almost no new construction in those areas. So those remain very robust. If you look at an area like Florida that has really unprecedented job growth and very strong technological and medical job growth as compared to past cycles, all these apartments that are getting developed are getting absorbed. And then when you take a look at the population growth that we have alongside that job growth, you have very strong demand. That's kept rates high, that's kept the asset class appealing, and that's really created a driver for banks, life companies, CMBS or Wall Street lenders, and of course Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae to maintain very active practices. Transaction activity has slowed down a little bit. A lot of multifamily assets have already traded twice in this cycle. And as a result of that, there's just less deals to do. And with less deals to do, there's less money to put out. So the lenders are even that much more aggressive, hence the spread compression.
So then how about condo? You know, we've seen some condo building. They're coming to market, but the dynamic of the condo capitalization model might indicate that we're in for a kind of soft landing?
I would agree. In the last cycle, we did a fair amount of condo lending. I would tell you in this cycle, there was very little of that that went through intermediaries. The reason being is most of the condos were sold with as much as 80% deposits. So you're really coming to a bank, if at all, for the last 20% of your cost. And those properties were fully sold out. So your lender is getting repaid, your equity sources are getting repaid, the investor's making a profit, and whether someone occupies that unit or not, they're closing on it.
Yeah. And so it seems to me like we're almost at the point where you could, in fact, start planning and capitalizing the next round of condo development. What do you think? And this is, I haven't asked you this question. What's your thoughts on that? Are we almost there? Maybe not Miami, maybe Fort Lauderdale. What do you think?
You know, in my opinion, a lot of condos were built in this market and may come back to the market and resale.
Okay.
And you'd really have to look at that to suggest whether or not we could support additional supply. In this cycle, and you may know better than most with your residential lending, The single-family home buyer, particularly the foreign buyer that populates a lot of our purchases, has not had easy access to credit. If you were in the last cycle and you got dinged, you do not have easy access to credit today. It's usually 7 to 10 years for that to burn off, and we're not there yet. So affordable condos for the first-time home buyer. If you look at neighborhoods like Pinecrest, South Miami, Coral Gables, and see what a single-family home costs today as a starter home, you know, a $300,000 home 10 years ago is today a $900,000 home, and you're competing with developers that are going to knock it down and build a $4 million house.
Yeah, it's a lovely mid-century ranch house.
Correct. It needs new roof, new walls, and new floor. But that's your stock. So someone trying to buy a home today for the first time and is looking for a mid-price condo, that product hasn't started to show up, and there has really been almost no conversions in this cycle of any magnitude. And I believe there's room for that.
Yeah, well, we're actually capitalizing some of that close-in-town development deals up on Bird Avenue and stuff like that, where we're getting they're not inexpensive. They're $600,000-$700,000 a pop just to build them. But we're trying to fund in-town living so that we can, A, take people off the roads, B, get them closer to their jobs, which gives them a better quality of life, more time at home, and C, give them something that they can afford while working in those jobs. Do you want to give a shout-out? Because we've only about 30 seconds in this segment, and I think it's time to give a shout-out.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my blended family, my beautiful girlfriend, Anna, my daughter, Nikki, my son, Hunter, Nicholas, Jack, and Alexander, and our fairy pets at home.
You're the man. You're the man. I really appreciate that. I don't want to give the same shout out to those same folks for delivering Charles. He'll be home soon. Don't worry. Wanda, let's go to break. Charles, you can stick and do another segment, can't you?
Yeah, happy to do it.
Oh, we're having a great time. Wanda, it's your turn. Oh, yeah. I know what I want. I want to get my new car from Warren Henry. Well, gosh, I've been doing that for decades. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Audi up in Gainesville. They've got their supercar Lamborghini store up on Griffith Road. And in Key West, well, they've got all kinds of great nameplates down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. And they come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom, all members of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Raise the music, Wanda!
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right. All right, all right, all right. You need a creative solution to your real estate capital problem? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of South Florida's oldest private lenders. We can lend all over the central and southern part of the state, Tampa, Orlando, Fort Myers, Naples, Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, Monroe, the Keys. We're doing deals in the Keys. Give us a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you got a little bit of a problem. Maybe you're building your house and you were using your brother-in-law's equity and he wanted the money back to pay for his daughter's wedding. Well, that kind of happens sometimes. What are you going to do to replace the equity in the deal? You give us a call at 305-773-6300. We'll help you build your townhouse project. That's right. We just did a $13 million townhouse project right here in Dade County. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. You heard me right. We'll do construction financing. So if you're looking to solve your real estate capital stack issue, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, and I'm with my friend, my good friend, and now I'm going to butcher his name, Charles Foschini. Did I get it close that time?
Foschini.
It's Jim Fried, just for the people that don't really know. Now, Charles is with Burcadia.
You got that one right.
Well, this is the people that pay the bills. And he is the co-Florida market leader with his partner.
Mitch Simberg, Chris Sapone.
There you go. You forgot Chris the last time around. Hey, Chris, thanks for helping us set all this up. And Charles capitalizes big buildings around the state of Florida. So, Charles, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, we were talking multifamily. You guys do office, right?
Yeah, we really fund in all the food groups many times through a correspondent. We're known for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. We're a direct lender there. We use the Berkshire Hathaway balance sheet as a privately held company to advance those loans and then sell them off to the agencies.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, what are you seeing as far as where we are is ramp out to the cycle? I hate asking that question. Everybody gives an answer that's baseball oriented. No innings are allowed here. But, you know, the president probably bought us, in my opinion, at least 18 more months with his tax reform. Gas prices are sucking up a little bit of that money they were going to put back into people's pockets. How much time do you think we're going to have in what I would consider to be a fully stabilized market right now?
So the good news for you is I'm not a sports guy, so I can't talk about innings. But I can tell you, I understand the supply and demand laws, and I'd really have to look at both presidents. So the prior administration put in a lot of legislation, and that has slowed down the path of new construction because a lot of banks felt that they couldn't make construction loans anymore. In very simple terms, it used to be if I lent you a dollar, I'd have to set aside a dollar. Under the new legislation, if I lent you a dollar, I'd have to set aside $1.50. The new president, very pro-business, is taking a look at the government bureaucracy and pulling it back. And I think today there was a lot of movement on the Dodd-Frank. So you're going to see that in the next 6 to 12 months have some banks rediscovered what they're really supposed to do and get back in the construction lending business. So that gap of time, which has almost been 2 years, has really taken a lot of speculative construction out of the market, which is primarily commercial. You build and tenants come. And it's slowed down the path of progress for some very well-heeled projects that just weren't capitalized by folks that don't need the money. So if you're a REIT, a major institution or fund, and you could live with a 50% construction loan or none at all, you got it and you came out of the ground. But if you're most folks that need 65 to 80% of cost to come out of the ground and want to contribute your land at value, not basis, you didn't get built. So that's going to give us an extended period of time just because the supply and demand metrics is not there. And then when I take a look at the economy and growth, we're doing great. I mean, look at the stock market. That's very reflective of corporate America. And corporate America needs space. They're going to take space. You look at the sector of industrial. Industrial was really been rediscovered and reimagined in this cycle because of what's happened in the technologies with Amazon and things of that nature. So it's no longer about mortar and bricks and retail as much as it is about transportation logistics, and that is very much favored industrial.
100%. In fact, a friend of mine just built an industrial product up in the Carolinas, right in the border between North and South Carolina, sat there vacant for all of 2 months, and then Amazon leased the whole thing.
There you go.
That's it. And, you know, high five to my friend who shall remain nameless, but he knows who he is because he listens all the time. Anyway, so...
Well, if he needs a permanent loan, he can call me. We'll work on that together.
Oh, I love you. Hey, if you... I'm actually going to write that down. So, my gosh, now you got me blushing. You're blushing, too. Well, see, we make business here on Freedom Business.
Oh, okay, I'll blush.
It's radio. No one's blushing.
All right, well, we are. Okay, it's true. So, Charles, that's industrial. That's office. Let's talk about where a lot of our friends were this past week, retail. What have you been hearing bubbling up out of Las Vegas from the big retail conference?
So I'm not a sports guy. I'm not as much as a retail guy either. most of my business has been in office, structuring deals, and multifamily. But when I look at retail and retail, who's doing well? The folks that are doing well are creating experiences where people want to go. Or they have very service-oriented retail. Massage Envy doesn't show up in a drone, right? People
Correct.
Still want to go out and eat and have experiences. If you want to get your nails done and pedicure, manicure, you have to go somewhere to do that. So, or do it yourself. And, you know, I believe that the folks that are building retail or owning retail and imagining it to a place where people need to go or want to go are going to do well. Grocery-oriented retail, as much as people are getting that delivered with Instacart and things of that nature, the folks at Instacart still go to the grocery store, right?
Sure.
So I believe that retail will continue to do well. And, you know, the big box type retail, the power center, the category killers, the downside of that is we may not need that type of retail as much anymore. The upside of it is most of those are incredibly strong infill locations and can be reimagined and redeveloped in a variety of ways over the next cycle.
Can't wait. That's my big dream, is redeveloping all those infill shopping centers with what I call pro forma space on the end. So, Charles, what do you think real estate capital markets future is going to look like? Is there going to be some kind of new products? You know, we had some people thought that the new wave was the internet. The internet really hasn't come through as far as like this crowdfunding thing goes. So what is a new innovation that you think is going to impact the real estate capital markets?
You know, our company invests a lot of money on technology, and being privately held and being backed by Berkshire Hathaway, we can do that in a very fleet of foot way. What our clients are telling us, what our servicing portfolio is telling us, is that trends are really important. To be able to look at a multifamily rent roll and see where the bad debt and collections are coming from, to look at an industrial portfolio and predict how the rollover is going to go. You know, that type of technology, I believe, will really help disrupt the industry and have people be very strong in terms of what they can deliver to a loan. As far as replacing what we do, you know, this is still a people business. Things work on relationships. People have to understand, you know, artificial intelligence is only going to go so far. You need a level of trust, you need a level of acumen, you need a level of knowledge, and it's a local experience. You know, you can drop Class A industrial in the middle of nowhere and it stays vacant. You put it in South Florida, it gets leased up and bought at a 4 cap.
That was fabulous. So you actually made me forget my next question. That was terrific, Charles.
I didn't think you had questions. You said this was all off the cuff.
It is all off the cuff, but it's terrific stuff. You made me laugh and you made me forget I was going somewhere after that. So then what is the next big market in South Florida that you think is going to come? You know, I do all this in-town stuff, and we work in Wynwood. We work in now the area north of Wynwood, the Design District, in the area north of that. Then the area east of that, the area west of that. And what I've come to see is that all of the neighborhoods are beginning to become vertically integrated because transportation makes it so tough to get from place to place. Do you think that we're heading towards more of a consolidated situation too, where the stuff is more concentrated? And I guess that kind of ties in with the transportation with Brightline, because you just heard, I heard the train go by. So, you know.
You know, I'm watching planes take off and land, and even though it's Memorial Weekend, there was a lot of traffic getting here. It was 4 miles, and it took me an hour.
Thank you for being a mention coming. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure. I would have come if it took 2 hours. But the bottom line is that's not getting any better. It's only going to get worse. And the infrastructure and the improvements that we can make aren't going to alleviate the problem. They're just going to help us deal with it better. You know, South Florida is 13 miles from the Bay to the Everglades. That's true in Dade County. That's true in Broward County. That's true in Palm Beach County, its widest point. You know, you go to New York and you've got Madison Avenue and Broadway and Fifth, and you can keep going down. You have a great grid. We have US 1 in Biscayne Bay. So those are our grids. So you're either floating or driving. And to use the mass transit, that's going to be real helpful in circulating us around, but it's not going to get rid of the problem. So that's a long answer to, I believe we're going to continue to have nodes of development. I think if you look at life from Google Earth and see the midtowns, we're going to have a lot more midtowns from Palm Beach County South.
Now, I know you're a professor at UM. I know that you teach a bunch of the kids there. Do you use the case study method, or how do you do that?
So I was an adjunct there for almost 14 years. I passed the baton a year ago when I accepted the Brocadia position. But I taught with a case study method. What we did in a 4-day seminar was we would build a Excel spreadsheet, and I would show folks the different risk profiles between a developer, an investor, and an operator. And then being active in deal doing, I would bring in what I would call tales from the trench, and I would pass around an investment book and tell the class about something we were either selling or financing. It was a pretty fun class to teach, and it seemed like I had a good time with my students. I hope they had a good time too.
Yeah, got any students that I might know that are maybe today practitioners?
You know, most of the students, when I took the class as a law student myself, were far senior to my age, and were really looking to get a very specific set of knowledge to use in their law practice. And it was an LLM, which in the law, you get your doctorate first and then your master's. That's the LLM. As a teacher of the class, it really flipped. And most of it was very young kids that had just passed the bar, hadn't yet taken the bar, and were really looking to get involved in real estate and saw Florida as the place to do it, and South Florida specifically, based on all the things we have going on. So there's a lot of rising stars in my class. And I'm sure you'll be hearing from him soon if you're not already.
Well, Charles Foschini?
You're good, Jim.
I'm trying. I'm getting there.
Good.
Listen, I love you, Charles. I want to thank you for coming on and letting me beat it up a little bit. Like I said, we've got family office, capital markets coming up after this. Maybe you can stick by and give us your insights on that, too.
I'll stick around.
All right. We got DJ Van Curen. He's holding on the phone. He writes a brand new magazine that focuses on that. We're going to talk about his new magazine and all kinds of other stuff. He's on the Forbes Council as well. So we're going to have some great real estate stuff as we continue the theme of capital markets through the day. Wanda, Rocket! Yeah, I know how you can get satisfied. You can go walk into Warren Henry, say, I want that car. You can buy that car, and you'll be satisfied, I promise. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They've got their Audi store up in Gainesville, all kinds of great nameplates in Key West. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, my wife. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Oh, that's right. It's time for me to talk about how I can help you with your mortgage or your commercial real estate finance. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'm with Spectrum. Spectrum gives you private loans. What does that mean? Well, that means that one person picks up the phone, one person makes the decision, one person commits that day, and we can fund within a week. Done $100 million of this stuff just last year. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a construction loan for your house? Give me a call. Trying to build some townhomes? We can help you there too. Maybe you need to close fast. Maybe you need to replace equity fast. We can help. 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor and need to help one of your clients get some cash out of their house so they can go buy another property. Well, I can help with that too. That's right. We can help them pull cash out if it's for a business purpose. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, all right, all right. We are back, and we are back. My God, it's Friends Day today. We're on with another good friend of mine, DJ Van Curen. DJ, welcome back to the show. He's the vice president of the Heyman Family Office, and we're going to talk about what that means, and we're going to also talk about his brand new venture, and I'm going to let him talk about that as well. That's the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. DJ, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure, and great to talk to you as always.
Now, DJ, real quick, tell me the difference between a single family office, which is what the Heyman family office is, and some of these multiple family offices we hear about.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, a single family office is really an office that was created out of one area of wealth creation. The family I currently work for, their big exit that they had with their business was with Giorgio Perfume. It could also be a family that ends up working for 40 years in the chemical business. They sell it. Now they have a tremendous amount of money, and they need to invest it for not only themselves, but also for future generations. Multifamily offices would have a number of advisors within that office, and they would not only – one advisor might manage money for 10 of these families that I just mentioned, but they're also able to utilize the resources of the main company, which could be from doing analysis or doing due diligence, screening different types of investments. And then the family office also helps these families with some of their future planning, whether it's estate planning or planning for future generations and legal, et cetera.
Now, I know that you are the founder of the Family Office Real Estate Institute and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. Tell me a little bit about both those things and how they interact.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I've been working with families now for about 4 years. I've had the opportunity to work for two specific single family offices. And about 2 years ago, I realized that, you know, a lot of families that they're extremely intelligent, obviously, they're wealthy, and very, very knowledgeable, but usually specifically in their one specific area where they've been for the last 40 years, where they've created their wealth. So once they sell that business, you know, now they're looking to invest this money, and they may not understand the intricacies of private equity or hedge funds or real estate for that matter. And so what I started to do is I started to provide some educational information through the Institute, which is at usfamilyofficerealestate.com. And there we had white papers and teasers. There was suggested readings on real estate. And then that sort of morphed into podcasts which we've done actually with you, Jim. You were one of the people. We talked about Miami. And then family office professionals or family offices, so about 20 over the last 2 years. And then that turned into videos. And then this natural progression came into a magazine. And, you know, this is a publication that we're going to be launching come June. And this is the first issue that we've got out. And I've got to tell you, Jim, that the response has been exponential for what I ever could have imagined it to be. So, you know, we're taking the approach with this that every article is one of which people would, you know, want to highlight some of the high notes on it. Where some magazines you might only do that one or two articles, the objective is that every article has, you know, substance to it. And it's going to be focusing on single family offices and also for multifamily and generations of family members. And actually, our main article is with a family out of Puerto Rico. This is their fourth generation business that they're creating, and there's a target in real estate. And it's really fascinating on how, you know, the families will move from one area and expand, you know, to help conserve their wealth and grow it.
Well, I'm really looking forward to getting my issue. You better make sure you put me on the mailing list. And I want to ask you a question. Considering the family offices are real estate private equity, where do the family offices sit today in their real estate investing desires? Because that's really kind of what I want to focus on a little bit here for a second.
Yeah, no, you know, that's a good question, because what's happened in the last year is that allocation has come down from about 15% down to about 10. And in the last year and a half, there's really been a shift for a lot of families in the real estate market to go toward more yielding opportunities. So that could be anywhere from cash flowing properties that they invest into to providing notes in first position themselves, or investing into funds that might be providing debt instruments. And that's because of the yield is so, you know, it's hard to get yield out of banks today. So they're looking through that for various vehicles. And I'd say that, you know, multifamily still is number one amongst family offices to invest into. And there's, because I think a lot of the lack of understanding of the markets, which when I did a survey a couple of years back, that was the number one thing, is where are we in the market cycle? There's a lot of families that are really worried that, you know, a downturn is going to be happening here sometime in the near future. And so they've sort of become much more, you know, they've cut back on their allocations and been much more careful on where they're investing.
So I've got Charles Fuscini. He runs the Berkadia office here in Florida, in Miami.
Yeah.
Charles, how are you seeing the family offices as investors and owners of real estate operating companies right now?
So the majority of my clients are operating partners, but they get their equity mm-hmm. from private high net worth groups and many time family offices. And what we've really seen is a barbell where folks are continuing to acquire with an eye towards changes, and they'll use short-term floating rate debt because it's very flexible and they can get in and out of that. And mm-hmm. with equal conviction, just as many folks that are backed by the same type of family offices we're talking about will come in and do exceptionally long-term debt. If you took mm-hmm. a look at the yield curve today, and that's something we didn't talk about, 20-year money and 30-year money is almost as inexpensive as the 10-year money. So folks that are real mm-hmm. high net worth folks that don't need to push every dollar, that are owning generational assets, are leaning into mm-hmm. the yield curve and taking 15, 20, and 30-year financing. And that'll ride through any downturn. Specific to multifamily, mm-hmm. if you're doing a 12 or 15-year Freddie Mac deal, I can sometimes get you 10 years interest only. I can sometimes get you full-term interest only. And that interest-only period gives a tremendous cash-on-cash yield, helps solve some of the problems your other speaker was talking about. And then that cash-on-cash yield without amortization allows you to ride mm-hmm. through a downturn, because you may erode cash flow, but you're not going to erode your equity, and you have plenty of term. Most of the deals that got into trouble in the last cycle were because of short-term mortgages. It came up at the wrong time, mm-hmm. and they had perfectly fine assets. They just didn't have a means of refinancing it.
So, DJ, are your families that you work with and advise, are you seeing them take advantage of this readily available long money?
Yeah, I mean, one thing, and I'm sure that he can attest to this too, but the one great thing about families, and because of the nature of their assets, is that they're able to take a long-term perspective. They have patient capital. So being able to, you know, invest into situations like he's talking about is exactly what they're looking for, because they don't have to sell, right? So if there is a downturn and they want to hold it out and just let it ride, that's great. There's also a lot of families that would love opportunities with what he's talking about too, because that cash flow is only going to increase over time, and they'll just let that asset ride.
Well,
it's right in line, and that patient capital is very good for opportunities like that.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to put you together on an email then, just aren't I, DJ? So, DJ, DJ, then we've only got like a minute here, a minute or two left here. So what is your best article that you got coming up in the magazine this month? What's your favorite one? I know that you love them all. Give me a good one.
You know what? The area that I like the most, quite honestly, I've got an economist out of the UK, actually does a lot of work with the U.S. And there's about a 4 or 5 page article on the market cycle and where we're at. And I really, really like that, because when I started before the downturn and I had a fund, you know, I ended up selling because I had really dove into those market cycles. The last patriarch I worked for was really in the market cycles. And so I think that is, it's just a really, really good article to try to get a basis of understanding of where we're at.
Well, I think I got to have another show with you two guys on in the next few weeks, because this was really good interaction. And I think that you both add something to the table on the capital market. So DJ, you're going to be able to come back this summer?
Yeah, sure. By all means. And happy to help in any way possible.
Awesome. Charles, can I get you back again sometime?
Yeah. I'll be back in August.
Awesome. That sounds great. Well, listen, you heard me tease the show for August already. I want to thank DJ Van Curen, and I want to thank Charles Faschini.
It's good enough, Jim.
Good enough? Thank you so much. All right. Well, we'll be back after this. Wanda and I are going to have some fun. We're going to interview my good friend Mark Hurwitz. We're going to find out what you need to know about the person you're doing business with right after Wanda rocks the house. Charles, you're the man. You are so funny.
Show us everything you've got. You keep on dancing and the room gets hot. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin. The party's just begun, we'll let you in. You drive us wild, we'll drive you crazy.
Every day. That's what we're doing this weekend, right, Wanda? What's going on this weekend?
Let's start now.
All right. Well, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Don't party when you're driving. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their great Audi store in Gainesville and a super store down in Key West that sells all kinds of nameplates. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. Charles, high five to you, bro. All right. Thank you, Wanda. All right. Hey, they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and personal assistance. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
One in four Americans between 12 and 55 tune into an average of 3 podcasts per week. There's never been a better time to start your own podcast and tap into this growing market. Podcasting amplifies your personality and your business.
Magic can happen when people hear your voice. Your listeners will feel closer to you and potentially develop greater trust. Podcasting is easier for consumers to consume. People can listen while they work, exercise, and while they drive. Make your business come alive. Top quality recordings and everything you need to get your show on the web. Check out all our packages and options online at 880thebiz.com.
Hey, everybody, need a mortgage to help yourself buy a house, cash out some money, buy a business, buy some commercial real estate? Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. I've closed billions of dollars worth of real estate, and I'd like to bring that expertise to help you out. Need a commercial loan? I can help with that. Need some equity? I can help with that. Need to solve your short-term problem? Well, I can help with that, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back with my good friend, Mark Hurwit. Mark is a person that's helped me out many times in the past. And last time you were on, Mark, we were talking about the Panama Papers. Why do I have you on my show to talk about things like that?
Well, thank you for having me again, Jim. Yes, you have to do background checks no matter where your potential partner or target may be, whether it's in Panama or your next door neighbor.
Now, why would somebody call you? That's really a kind of a funny little way of asking. Mark, tell folks what you do and why I call you to find things out about folks.
So I own Crossroads Investigations. We're a full-service private investigation due diligence agency, ranked number one by Daily Business Review for the last 3 years. I'm a board-accredited investigator, one of under 100 nationwide. I used to work in the intelligence community in CIA, and I've had the company for 10 years, and that's, I think, why you call me when you have a problem.
100%, and boy, have you helped me out. You've helped me find out things that actually were very predictive about the people that we've asked about and helped me not make a couple of big mistakes back in the day. So, Mark, what do people usually call you about? I know I call you about finding out about somebody who wants to hire me or somebody that wants to partner with me.
Sure. So, you know, when people think of a private investigator, they're thinking of a gumshoe in a car doing infidelity surveillance. And of course, we do that. A lot of guys on the street doing that every day. And I'll give you some examples of some good stuff that's going on. But our big part is business due diligence. You have to know who you're doing business with. And that's why people come to us before you make a big decision. And I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
I'll start small. You, maybe a friend of yours referred a nanny.
Right.
Maybe we've talked about this before. I don't know. But this nanny candidate may seem like the nicest person in the world. Glowing references. You want to save a little bit of money and don't do a background check. What you don't know is maybe their credit cards are all in collection. You know, we talk about in the intelligence community vulnerabilities and motivation. A nanny who's, or any employee who has access to books, who has financial vulnerabilities, is motivated to do something they wouldn't otherwise do. Do you want this person in your house having access to your things when you know that they are financially vulnerable at home?
No, or got a person has a bunch of DUIs. That's indicative also. Maybe they're absolutely pristine until 9:30 at night or something.
Yeah, especially if that person's going to be driving you in any
God
case.
God forbid.
We had a case just a few weeks ago. Multi-millionaire individual. He fired his bookkeeper, and he said, you know, I want to hire the bookkeeper. It's got an office in my building. Seems like a stand-up guy, but just do a quick check on this guy. He had all kinds of worthless check cases, fraud cases. He's been in jail for all kinds of white collar crimes. And this is the guy that he wanted to hire to be his bookkeeper for all of his companies, all of his millions of dollars.
I actually read about a case where a guy had been disbarred, and they went against the disbarment, hired the guy anyway, had him work around financial stuff, and ended up that the guy embezzled on them. So what's the best predictor of future behavior?
Right. So, you know, when we look at background reports, there may be a DUI, and maybe that's a one-off. We're looking for trends. Are there three or four DUIs? Are there, you know, multiple arrests? Are there multiple bankruptcies, multiple judgments? A lot of people had bankruptcies and foreclosures 2010, 2011, but has it continued since then?
You know, and then there's the other thing is we live in the crossroads internationally. You know, it's always been when I was growing up, they called this the headquarters or the home of all the boiler rooms. It's always been a rather transient community down here. And knowing who you're sitting across the table from is important.
South Florida is a sunny place for shady people. You know, I say that all the time. And, you know, there's multiple reasons for that. But yes, we're the gateway to Latin America. And there's a lot of international deals going on. And people think that background checks are not going to be done in their home countries. and they can leave their troubles at home. But it's so important. You have to look back home where people come from. You have to check their reputation. Have they been arrested? What's their financial status? All of these things.
Now, how about cybersecurity and cyber snooping? It seems that that's becoming more and more of a situation. I've had folks on, and we've talked about passwords and, you know, umpteen digit passwords and all this other stuff. Is there really any way somebody can protect themselves from what's going on out there?
Well, I think there are ways to mitigate the risks. Part of that is continuously going onto your social media, checking your privacy settings, make sure any of those companies haven't reset or changed their privacy policies. Look at your profiles as if you're public to make sure that no one is seeing information and pictures that you don't want them to see.
Now, why are we getting all of these new privacy policies being pushed at us?
Well, that's the European regulation that's protecting European residents, but it's forcing every company to rewrite their privacy policies to include that new language.
What's the new language?
The new language is it protects the rights of European citizens and how their data is handled. So every company has to address that in their privacy policy.
But not the United States? We have a lower bar? Why?
You know, it's amazing in the U.S. how much information, as an investigator, I can find out about a person. When you're in Europe and you want to do a criminal check on someone, it's very difficult to do that without their consent. Here, we can check a criminal background of anyone in any county in the United States. I can get a Social Security number in a matter of seconds, and then the game's all over.
Well, that's scary.
Europe and Canada really protect the privacy of their citizens better than we do here in the U.S.
Why would that be?
That's a cultural question.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true. And you would think that it would become more and more important. What's the number one thing that somebody can do to protect themselves in today's world, Mark?
On the online front?
Yeah.
I would say, set up Google Alerts. Make sure anytime anyone types in your name or posts anything about your name or your company or your relatives, that you get a notification. That's a good one. Check those privacy settings. We have a privacy tip sheet. If anyone wants to, you know, contact me, we give that out to our clients. Be aware of the information you put out online, of course. Use a password manager for strong passwords. That's a big one.
That's great stuff. Now, you mentioned that you've got some of this stuff on your website. What is that, and how do people find you?
We're at xinvestigations.com, the letter X, the word investigations.com, 305-929-3513. We are always willing to help. We answer lots of questions, whether or not people retain us. We have that privacy tip sheet. And we have, if we don't know the answers, we'll point you in the right direction.
Thank you so much for being on the show this week, Mark. I hope that we'll have you on a little bit sooner than it's been since your last time on the show.
Thanks, Jim.
I think Mark is just a terrific asset and resource for anybody that you possibly have. I want to make sure I thank everybody on today's show. Charles Foschini probably butchered his name again. He's probably hitting himself in the forehead on the way out today. I want to thank DJ Van Curen, and make sure you look for his new Real Estate Family Office magazine. And of course, I want to thank my good friend Mark Hurwitz, who makes sure I don't get in a whole bunch of trouble. Now, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry. I want to thank the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. The people I want to thank more than anything else are you, because without you, my listeners, I wouldn't have a show. Make sure you go to Facebook. Look us up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. We get lots of hits. We'll be on next week on 8:80 a.m. Thursday at 6 p.m. for Fried on Business, because I just love doing this. Now, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now, go out there and make it happen. And remember, tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow morning. What's going on tomorrow morning, Wanda?
I'm going to come in with no sleep and lots of coffee.
Sounds great. I'll be here, too. That's right. Wanda and I will be running the morning show on Friday and again on Monday. So, if you want to have a rocking good time on Memorial Day.
And no politics.
That's correct. No politics. Well, maybe just a little bit.
Maybe.
That's right. Maybe just a little. Then make sure you join us for Memorial Day weekend. That's right. Memorial Day weekend. We'll be rocking the house here on 8:80 a.m. from 7 to 10. And make sure you're here.
One heart, one soul. Just one soul.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.